The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. As infections continue to rise in Virginia, local health officials say they're preparing for a likely surge in COVID-19 cases. Amy Popovich is with the Richmond and Henrico Health Districts. During a press conference yesterday, she said Richmond City will soon reach the CDC's medium community level. This system is designed for vaccinated individuals to assess their own risk.
We'll be here to guide you through these waves of the pandemic, trying to keep it as simple and straightforward as possible, knowing that if we do go to high, that won't last for forever.
Popovich says residents should prepare by wearing masks around others and stocking up on at-home tests. Free testing sites can be found at the health district's website. Kids and teens will have to be home an hour earlier under new curfew rules in Petersburg. The curfew for people under the age of 18 is now 10 p.m. following a city council vote this week. The curfew was first enacted on April 26th as part of an effort to reduce violent crime in the city. Petersburg Police Chief Travis Christian says he'd like to move the curfew to 8 p.m., but according to the Progress Index, that will require changing the city's laws. In the last year, 10 sailors on the carrier USS George Washington have died. At least five died by suicide. Sailors tell Paul Bebo from partner station WHRO that it's difficult to know how to get help without repercussions. We should note this story mentions self-harm.
Since 2017, the Washington has been undergoing an overhaul in Newport News. Thousands of sailors worked and sometimes slept on a ship that was turned into a temporary construction site. Gabrielle Simpson was a sailor on the Washington until 2019. She said she suffered verbal abuse and the working and living conditions were brutal. She considered self-harm.
How can I prove a point? If nobody's going to listen, how can I make somebody notice and see, like, just how downhill this has really gone?
Simpson felt pressure not to get treatment. Several other former Washington sailors tell WHRO Simpson isn't alone in her experience. Congresswoman Elaine Luria talked to sailors on the ship last month. She said they faced an isolation made worse by the pandemic.
Also, not only is there the physical geographical isolation of the facility at Newport News, so there really isn't the ability to sort of walk off the ship, walk off of the shipyard, as well as the COVID isolation and really encouraging people not to congregate in groups.
Navy officials are investigating whether the overhaul is partly to blame for the deaths.
That was Paul Bebo reporting. If you or someone you know are in crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Over half of the staff at Richmond's Virtual Academy will lose their jobs next year. According to CBS 6, the school board decided this week to reduce the academy's employees from 64 to 30 positions. The academy began in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It primarily serves children in elementary school, plus students with disabilities. There are currently 750 students enrolled in the virtual academy. Next year, enrollment will be capped at 350 students. Superintendent Jason Camras originally proposed eliminating the program earlier this year. Advocates argue that the ongoing pandemic means it's still too risky for some kids with medical conditions to return to class in person. Loving v. Virginia, the U.S. Supreme Court case that legalized interracial marriage, is taking to the stage. As Whitney Evans reports, Virginia Opera and Richmond Symphony have co-commissioned an opera based on the story.
Virginia Opera's artistic director, Adam Turner, says the decision to bring Loving v. Virginia to the stage began with a mission to properly celebrate the company's 50th anniversary in 2025.
We wanted something to mark the occasion, something very local, something that truly matters to the state of Virginia.
Turner says the story of Richard and Mildred Loving of Caroline County lends itself well to an opera adaptation.
It's a beautiful love story. It's a story of perseverance. of courage, of going against all the odds to celebrate a victory for civil rights and the freedom to marry in this country.
The opera will premiere in 2025. Whitney Evans, VPM News.
A Virginia composer was commissioned to write the music. Learn more about this Chesterfield native at styleweekly.com. Style Weekly is a property of VPM Media Corp., which also owns VPM. You may have heard of free little libraries or community fridges where people can pick up books or food at no cost. The organization Feed the Streets RVA recently installed a hygiene pantry in Richmond's Church Hill neighborhood. NBC 12 reports the group wants to make it easier for residents to access hygiene essentials. The pantry is stocked with shampoo, toothbrushes, feminine hygiene products, and more. People can also drop off items to donate. Feed the Streets RVA hopes to install more hygiene pantries in other neighborhoods around the city. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.